The House of Gucci, Land Rover, and home ownership. Only one of these investments can generate wealth. Home ownership. It's your civil right, and your NAACP Houston branch is providing a pathway to it with our Homes for Houston Homebuyer Workshop. Learn how to create generational wealth for you and yours through home ownership. We're creating homeowners all over Texas. Visit NAACPHouston.org and click on the Homes for Houston banner to register for one of the free homebuyer workshops. It's the investment of a lifetime.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. My gospel soul. Real issues. Real people bringing the news to your ears. Right Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. My gospel soul. What do you feel? What does your soul bring in the news? This is the place for you. Blog Talk Radio. Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul. My Gospel Soul. The Gospel Hour of Power. I bring power. Bringing the news to your ears. Your Blog Talk Radio. Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Janice Jackson. Just letting you know that we did the road trip this weekend, and I'm going to be uploading some videos from my trip. Today is it's June 1st, and you're tuning in. I'm coming live from Houston, Texas, and we just want you to know that we have enjoyed ourselves this weekend, and if you go onto the website, you can see more in more detail the interviews that I got from my cousins and aunts, and you'll see some scenes from the family, some of the hot topics we were talking about. You'll get to see them all, you know. So we encourage you to go to our website at www.webstarts.com/my gospel soul. We also want you to know that you can call in to a live show, but in order to hear shows that are in the archives, you need to go to our web page, our show page, which is at www.blogtalkradio.com/Janice Jackson. Now, today, since today is June 1st, we're going to be talking about lies. Is it ever justified? And when you go into my listing of shows, you go to my show page and tell you the shows that are coming up, we're going to have our topics. We're going to go back into our topics. And future topics that we have coming up Thursday, we're going to be talking about so you think you're superior and I'm inferior, you know, or you think you're inferior. We're going to be talking about low self-esteem. We're going to be talking about those who are arrogant and they treat people like they're nothing. And we're going to talk about that and how it makes people feel you know, get people's views and outlook on how they feel about that. If you are in my mailing, in my emailing list, I sent out to all of the subscribers to My Gospel Soul, I sent you out a questionnaire. And we're going to use your questionnaire. Don't worry about your name being put on it or anything like that, but we're going to use that to, because we want to know what the people think. So if you receive the questionnaire, please fill it out and send it back to us so that we can voice your opinion, your voice over the airwaves. Now, we also want to let you know that next Monday, we're going to be talking about in-laws. We're going to be on the 9th, which is Tuesday, we're going to be talking about racial profiling. On the 10th, which is Wednesday, we're going to be talking about cheating in the next room. And we're going to really get into that. I've even interviewed a man that is currently cheating on his wife. Who's currently cheating on his wife. He doesn't think it's a big deal, and he's in the church. So he gave me an interview, and I appreciate him for it. I'm not going to mention his name or where he is or any of that. I'm just going to give you the answers to the questions, and it will shock you, the things that he said. We also want to let you know that we're going to be, if you have, God has worked a miracle in your life and you would like to share your testimony with us, we want you to call in next week on the 11th. We're going to be talking about that as well. And then we have Talk About It Friday, where you get to just voice your opinion. And like I say all the time, if you curse, your call will be disconnected. Like I say, in Atlanta, I'm from Atlanta, Texas, and we went out there this weekend to celebrate graduations. And my cousin, he's overseas, and we celebrated him and went to the Army, and we got a chance to celebrate him and talk about him. And then we celebrated my aunt, my oldest aunt. When I tell you she's wisdom, she talked about a lot of things that have to do with marriage, pleasing your husband, you know, and a lot of the Word of God says that for the older women to teach the young. And a lot of things that the older women are not saying that the younger women need to hear. So we bless God for her just being blunt, uncut, and honest about pleasing the husband, you know, and soon to come we will have hopefully an interview with a minister or man of God that will speak about pleasing the wife. So, because we indeed want to educate. It's because there's a lot of people that are going through in their relationships that need to know. They need to know how to make it better. And again, I state that the things that are said on My Gospel Soul are strictly opinion and experience. Their opinion and experience, and they're also things that can be backed up through the Word of God. You know, because a lot of people are not saved, but we like to give enough wisdom where you understand that if you were saved, these are the benefits of being saved. And if you do not get that personal relationship with God, if you do not get close to God, it's a lot of things that you can miss out on. You'll go from marriage to marriage to marriage. You'll go from man to man to man, to woman to woman. You know, and everybody knows that people judge women harder than they judge men when it comes to marriage and affairs and relationships. They judge women harder. And we don't know why, but that's just how people do. But in all actuality, when God looks down and he sees a man sleeping with a lot of women and he sees a woman sleeping with a lot of men, he judges them the same way. He does not say, well, you're a woman, so I judge you, you know, I'm going to judge you harsher. No, it's the same judgment. So, but that, we're going to upload a clip from my family gathering and so that you can get a little nugget of wisdom from her conversation, and we want to send a special shout out to her, let her know that we love her, and again, happy birthday, and you know, keep letting us know what we need to do, amen, as women. Show about racial profiling. Will it ever stop? Will it ever go away? We want you to answer that question on the questionnaire. In-laws, on the questionnaire, is it okay for the in-laws to be all in your business? And, you know, some people feel like it's okay to tell their mother everything. You know, and like I say, when you listen to that clip, when you see that clip, I'm hoping that you really listen to what she's saying. Oh, she, you know, is it okay for the in-laws to be all in your business? Is it okay for the daughter or the son to run to his mother and his people and tell all of his business? And then all of a sudden he's back with his wife, and guess what? They don't like your wife now, you know, because they love you and they don't like your wife because y'all had a misunderstanding and y'all got into it. You went over and told your side, but we'll get into that. We'll get into that on the in-laws day. We got some awesome talent that's going to be coming to us. We got to put him first. We're going to be interviewing him. We're also going to be interviewing Miss Vincent. She is of Favor Productions. She's going to be talking with us about her upcoming events, what she got going on, and if you want to hook up with her, and if you got talent and you know and you are ready to get out there and sing and let the people know what you are doing, she's a perfect person for you to be talking to. We're going to have a show called Am I My Brother's Keeper? So all of these shows are going to be on the show page. We want to make sure that everybody is up on what is going on. Now, back in Houston, Texas, we're going to go to our weather today. Our weather today is, like I like to say, hot. Yes, it is. But it says mostly clear in the evening time. This is what it's going to be in the evening time. Right now it's hot and it's sunny outside. But in the evening time it's going to be mostly clear, becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. So you want to enjoy the coolness this evening. It's at lows in the upper 60s. So it's going to be a little cool. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. We might even get a little breeze right in there. And then tomorrow's forecast is partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs around 90. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. So you want to enjoy that. You want to write that down. It's 20% chance of rain, so rain and thunderstorms. So you may not see some rain. You may. That's the local forecast for the Houston area. We also want you to email us with any of your questions or comments to www.blogtalkradio.com/Janice Jackson. No, I'm sorry, that's our show page. We want you to email us at pastorj.jackson@live.com. And also, we want you to check out our website, www.webstarts.com/mygospelsoul. That's where you'll be able to go to Gospel TV and check out our clips we're going to be uploading tonight. So tomorrow, you can go on and you can check out what we are doing. And don't forget to stay true to your gospel soul. And you're listening to Janice Jackson dance on My Gospel Soul.
Hello, my name is Ronald Jackson, and I listen to Janice Jackson on My Gospel Soul.
Welcome back. This is Janice Jackson, just letting you know that today we are talking about lies, and when is a lie ever justified? Some people say, well, it was a little white lie. Some people say, well, you know, I just didn't tell the whole truth. The bottom line is a lie is a lie. It's kind of like what the Bible says. Sin is sin. Bottom line, you cannot make it, you cannot fix it up and make it pretty. The bottom line is it'll start off in what you call a little sin, and it'll turn into a great big wad of sin, a great big wad of lies. I just told a little lie, you know. Yeah, then you got to tell a lie to cover that lie. And everybody knows the saying, you got to tell another one to cover that one. You got to tell another one to. Then some of them say, well, I told a little white lie. Well, you know, when you start off with a white lie, you end up with a whole rainbow of lies. So I'm telling you right now, the best thing to do is to never lie. You know, the word of God said a liar will not even tarry in his sight. And so oftentimes we say, well, I just didn't want to hurt her feelings. I just didn't want to hurt his feelings. And I just, you know, and sometimes we lie even in just pretending like we like something, or pretending like we agree with a person, or pretending, or just not saying nothing. If I just don't say anything, doesn't mean I agree or disagree. That's still a cop-out, because you just don't want to own up to the truth. You don't want to own up to your true feelings. And you will go in a cycle. And a cycle will go on, and then next thing you know, it's a stroke. You know, and an Indian already say, now your chest burns and your back aches. That means that you have internalized everything that you have said. You have kept in how you feel. You have kept in the truth. You have told somebody, yeah, sure, I'll do it. You don't really want to do it. They say, do you mind? And for no, I don't mind at all. And you know that's a lie right there, because you know you did not want to do it. You know that you didn't have time to do it. You just got a problem with saying in, oh, no, or I'm sorry, I can't do it. And we give advice, and we give you different ways to get out of doing things. You know, we'll tell you, well, just say, let me check my calendar. Just say, let me get back with you on it. You know, and a lot of times too, it is good to do that. But you know, sometimes you need to just say straight up, no. People will respect you more when you say no, because sometimes you'll say, I'll get back with you on it. You never call a person back. You never call them back, and you'll say, well, it'll work itself out and all of these different things, but that's still not being honest. That's still not being honest. You just told them, I'm going to get back with you on that. You just lied because you know you're not going to get back with them on it because you don't want to do it. You know, and I had these conversations and talk over the airways and everything, but in my own life, sometimes it's hard. It is hard to tell people no. It is hard to tell people, I really don't have to, because you want to do it. You want to do it sometimes, but you just don't have the time. Your whole schedule jumble up and run into you, and everything run into each other. And then guess what? When you go to rest that night and lay down and you sleep so hard and so long till you just feel like it ain't healthy. You stressed. You got a big bang go up through the top of your head. You're tense all the time. You can't find a way to rest. Then next thing you know, you got to get some medication to go to sleep. You got to get some medication to wake up. You got to get some medication to stay happy. You got to get some medication when all you have to do is learn how to say no. When all you have to do is learn how to tell people, I cannot be friends with you any longer because I do not like how you do things. I do not like the way you do things. You know, and that's another thing, you know. It's the hardest thing to do sometimes. Sometimes we got to let people go. We got to let them know, hey, you're not good. You're not conducive for my life. You know, so I have to let you go. I have to let you go. You know, I find myself sometimes I wean myself off of people, especially when I could tell that they're not there for my good. They're not there for my good. They're there to get your business. They're there to see, even when you're in hard times. The first thing they say, see, she going through. See, she do this, she do that. Some people are just not good for your life, especially when you're going through different obstacles, trials and tribulations that God has said we will suffer through in our lives. When we were in Atlanta, Texas, me and my husband, we went to a revival. Now I'm from down. I'm from the country. I'm talking about trees, cows, pigs. I'm talking about red dirt. I'm talking about country. I'm talking about we got gardens and you know farms and the well water. I'm talking about clean well water. People that tell you the straight up truth, whether you like to hear it or not. And we went to this revival. And if I didn't take anything from the service, I took when he says, don't change yourself, you be yourself. You be yourself. When you be yourself, then you'll find out that your life is much easier when you just be you, when you just do you. He didn't say that, but that's true. When you just do what you can do, instead of just looking out to somebody else and you say, well, she do that, I can do that. She did that, I can do that, you know. And there's a lot of things that I can do, me, myself. There's a lot of things that I can do. But it's only a couple of things that I love to do. Like I love to sing. You see what I'm saying? I love to talk, which that's why I love this radio show. But I love to draw. And then I also love to celebrate people. You know, I also love to find people that are doing things and celebrate them. So the bottom line is you got to do you. And a lot of times, you know, you say, well, what they got to do with lying? Because if your life is built on trying to do things that other people do, your whole life is a lie. Your whole life is a lie. And you have to stop yourself because you'll, like I've said before in the broadcast, you'll get so far in your life, and then you'll stop and you say, how did I get here? I told you, I woke up sitting on the side of my bed one day and said, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? And it's a crazy feeling because you're saying, you have everything. I mean, I had a nice apartment. The little things that other people don't have, you know, I had them. I mean, money, my bills were paid. I mean, I went in the best shape financially, but my bills were paid, and I was content in God, but my soul was not. My soul was not because I was living in somebody else's life. What do I mean by that? I mean for example, you marry someone and you lose yourself in the marriage. You're living to do what they want you to do. You have no desires anymore. All your dreams and goals and aspirations are just down the drain because you figure this is my whole life right here. This is my and so the you that and I use myself the you that used to draw, the you that used to sing, the you that used to laugh and crack jokes and people used to love to see you coming. You know what I'm saying? That part of you that sat on the shelf and forgot who you are. So you have lived a lie. And that's the bottom line. So, like I said, I woke up on the side of their bed, and God had kept waking me up with things. I had started a crusade. God said, "I want you to get out there. I want you to preach." So the crusade started. Then God started showing me visions of different businesses and different adventures, and showed me different places that I would go and different people that I would see. And then I looked around me in the situation that I was in the relationship that I was in, I was like, there's no way I'm going to go in living in this person's life. Because I was in that person's life. I was in their life. And instead of a part of their life, it's a difference. And a lot of times we get so caught up, we don't know the difference. We don't know that we are not living our own lives. We're living somebody else's dream. And the same thing, you know, and I tell people all the time, in order for a marriage to work, you want a marriage to work, then y'all sit down, you sit down and you find out what she loves. And then you support her in what she loves. You sit down and find out what he loves, and you support him in what he loves. And guess what? Before you know it, y'all working together so cold-blooded, y'all like a well-oiled machine. And nobody outside the fortress can mess with that thing. Nobody. Because y'all didn't figure that thing out. Y'all didn't figure out that it takes the two people inside the house to keep the house built. You know, the Word of God says, a transgressor is like a person who tears down a house. They tear it down with their own hands. And it refers in the Bible like a woman, she tear down her own house with her mouth, a fool. It talks about fools, how fools, you never know a fool till he open his mouth. That's a true statement. That's a true statement, but I find that a fool is a person that don't know who they are. So they go around with all this folly and all this unorganized in their mind and thoughts. They double-minded. You don't know what way they coming at you. And people, they think because people are laughing, they are laughing with them. No, they're laughing at you. You know, they're laughing at you. So, I mean, I'm you know, and I was talking about lies. I guess I'm still talking about them because I guess when you are in an identity crisis, you are still trying to assume other people's identity. You see somebody else doing something, I can do that. And then the next thing, you know, like preachers, some people have no business preaching, but people won't tell them you're not called to preach. They'll sit there and listen to them go on and on and on for hours and hours preaching a sermon, and it's boring, it has no point. They, you know, And nobody would tell them, maybe you're not called to preach. Maybe, you know, or, and the best way to do that is you, if you, first of all, if you're a child of God and you are a messenger of God, God will give you the words to say. He'll even point out what they are supposed to be doing. Because some people are just lost. They are really lost. And you're listening to My Gospel. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about this subject. But I'm going to play one of my songs called, and it's by Janice Jackson. It's called Jesus Is the Joy to Me. Hope you enjoy it. Praise the Lord. We are back. And I was just talking about lies. I got into a little bit of identity crisis. You know, me and my mom, we talk about it a lot, and we describe it as being in a spiritual coma or being asleep. You know, we walk around, because it's a certain time in your life when that light comes on. And like I was saying, you know, when that light came on with me, it was wild. It was like, once it came on, I couldn't go back to living that way. I couldn't go back to saying, okay, well, I'll just deal with this the way it is. I had to ask God, okay, God, what do I do next? My spirit is troubled. I cannot sleep. I cannot just act as though I did not hear you tell me that this is not it. This is not where I am supposed to be. You know, and at the time, and I know a lot of people, they say, well, I have children, and I have this, and I have that. Well, 9 times out of 10, a lot of situations we get ourselves in. I'll say it again. We get ourselves in. And then it's like, I believe that it's the love of God that will wake us up one day and says, this is not what I intended for you. This is not what I ordained or purposed for your life. I believe when you are a chosen vessel of God and he stops you and sometimes we just really believe that we are on that path. We are seeing some blessings here and some blessings there, and we are on that path, and we are saying, oh, well, this must be it. And then God, his love, his grace, his mercy will wake us up with our spirit troubled enough to say, this is not it. This is not it. I need to reevaluate. I need to go before God. I need to lay on the floor. I need to, whatever I need to do, I need to get in a place, a private place with him, and I need to figure out, you know what I'm saying? I need a word from you, Lord. I need for you to tell me who I am. A woman of God that was really testing my spirit. She had a lot of problems. She tests my spirit all the time, and I asked God, and I would always pass the test because I would, you know, I wouldn't let her make me take steps back. You know, whatever the challenge was, I faced it. But for some reason, we have to understand that what the devil means for our bad, God means for our good. Because when she asked me one question, she asked it to be funny. But when she asked me the question, he asked me it again after that. She asked me, she said, what did God call you to do? What do you think God called you to do? That's how she asked me, actually. And when she asked me, I did not see her. You know, I mean, she was standing there and she was talking and she was trying to egg at me and all this. But when she asked me, it was like I couldn't see her. All I could hear was the Lord saying it over and over again in my head. And then I went later on that evening. I was watching a broadcast, and I forget the lady's name. She was preaching the word, and she was singing, and she was ministering, and you know, and I love to praise and worship. I love that. But she got on this praise song, and she was saying, "Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready," and she kept saying it, and my phone rung while she was talking. My phone rung, so I had muted her to answer the phone. And then on the phone line, all of a sudden, when I answered it, all I heard was, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. And I said, Lord, have mercy. I'm looking at the phone because I'm tripping. I'm looking at the phone. I said, Lord, now I got this lady on mute, and she's coming through my phone line. So I hung up the phone. Okay, so I turned the TV back up because I want to hear what she got to say. She wouldn't say nothing else. She was stuck on that. I mean, the music was playing, and she kept saying, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Now, when this was going on, this is when I first started getting ready for crusade. You know, I had never had a crusade. Me and my mom was about to go out there with a raggedy karaoke machine, a microphone, and we was about to, you know, preach in the street to win souls for Christ. So when she said, she kept saying, get ready, 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 get ready. It just got in my spirit so cold till I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God was about to move on my behalf. Now, mind you, I was on the floor crying and praying, and Lord, I need to know, because when you go years in God, and then all of a sudden you wake up one morning and the Lord says, you're not supposed to be here. You're on the wrong path. You know what I'm saying? Now, you work, you pray, and you worship, and you go in this place and that place, you prophesying and all this good stuff, and then God wake you up and say, nope, this is not the path. This is not the path. You done made a wrong turn somewhere. So I get out there with the karaoke machine. This is in July. Heat, I'm talking about Houston gets hot. And y'all hear me say it all the time. It is hot, hot, hot in Houston. It was hot. My mom got out there. I call it a flippy floppy hat, a little sun hat. She got out there with a sun hat. I got out there and I got my little raggedy microphone and got my CDs that said, innocent blood is in the lane. So much killing is in the lane. You know, the words of it, I wasn't really listening, you know, but then I started singing it a little bit more. My prayer is to heal the land, heal the land, heal the land, heal the land. Oh, my goodness, it got in my spirit, and the Lord said, that's what I need for you to say to the people. I need for you to tell the people that I will heal their land. It say in the Word of God, it says, hallelujah. And this is what the crusade scripture is. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. And the Lord had to teach me. He had to teach me it's a process before the healing comes. And right then through that scripture right there, and of course I read the whole chapter book and all that, but God had to, he had to show me, I've called you to greater things, and you cannot continue to live in the lie that you have created for yourself. You created this life for yourself because you saw it. You knew that you was called to do something. Instead of waiting on him, you caught somebody's coattail, and they just took you along for the ride. They took you along for the ride. So the Lord say, now that I have woke you up, I have showed you in my word that if my people, and a lot of times you say, well, how does that pertain to a crusade when you are out there to win souls? You're not out there to revive. You're out there to win souls. And this is what the Lord told me. He said, because if my people don't get it right first, if my people don't come to repentance first, we can't win a soul to Christ that's going to stay. They may hear our word. They may hear it be moved. They may come up and give their lives to God. But are they going to stay? They can't stay unless the people that already know God live right. Bottom line, you know, we are in a place right now where God is calling the church to repentance. He's calling us to, and I'm not talking about just repentance. And it says a turn. You know, the preacher in the country church revival I was telling y'all about earlier, that's what he said. Come on, let's turn. He said, let's turn. It's not enough to just repent. It's not enough to just say, okay, I won't do it again. It's not enough to just say, well, you know, Lord, I know grace. Come on now. Come on now. But what if you get caught in the middle of your mess and grace ain't kicked in yet? Come on now. Come on. Yeah, true repentance. Hallelujah. If you're caught in your mess, you know what I'm saying, before you before you say, Lord, forgive me. You know, all of this is a part of line, because we got a lot of preachers, teachers, ministers and all this standing up, and they're preaching with power and authority the word of God, but then are not living it, are not walking it, and haven't repented and turned. They say, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, that's number one, humble themselves and pray, that's number two, seek my face. That means that I tell people all the time, that means it didn't say his hand. It said his face. Come on, I lie you, amen. It said to seek his face. Okay, what's on his face? That's his nose, that's his ears, that's his mouth, that's his this, that's his, that means that he wants you to find out what he wants to hear. He wants you to find out. He wants you to open your ears, and he wants you to let him talk to you. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, and so many times, you know, like I was saying, you know, seek his face, his mouth. What is he saying to you? He said, if you have an ear, hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. Go to the book of Revelation and read about the different churches. Read about the different churches. Find out which church you are. If you say, well, which church is the actual building? No, I'm talking about which church are you. Which are you, the lying church? Are you disobedient church? Are you the reprobate church? What church are you? Are you faithful church? Are you faithful church? Are you? I mean, you have to, all of it, all of this has to do with lying. And a lot of people, you caught up and you say, well, I wear the suit. I got the suit. I got the church. I got the membership. But your soul is damn the hell. Come on, people. Come on, people, but your soul. I tell people all the time, if you're going to be, your feelings going to be really hurt if you're standing in that line and everybody that you have won the Christ is walking through the gate, and then you get up there and he say, depart from me. And you say, well, Lord, but that's a soul right there that was a part of my congregation. You say, that's the point. They were a part of your congregation. He say, now depart from me. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you are still. And we have gotten so far away from winning souls. That's what makes the ministry null and void. Because you haven't thought at all about a soul. You thought about prosperity. We got to prosper. But the word of God says we must prosper as much as our soul prosper. So it does not matter how much you prosper in your pocket if your soul ain't worth nothing. If you ain't feeding your soul, Lord have mercy. hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We have to understand that if we do not feed our soul, the word of God also says that what does it profit the Amen. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? But then if you read the scripture afterwards, if you read the scripture after that, it says, or what would you give in exchange? Hallelujah. So that is, ministers and preachers are not just giving up feeding their soul for prosperity, feeding the people for prosperity. They are giving other things in exchange. They got popularity. You know, popularity. They're fighting for popularity. Oh, I'm popular. Oh, I got the biggest church. This many cars. I ride in the this and I ride in the that. And if you ain't riding this and that, how can you preach to the people about the true and living God? But the Lord say, when God ordained you, he gives you all your equipment. He told them disciples to go out two by two. He say, go out two by two. I don't want you to take your coat. I don't want you to take that. I want you to take whatever's on your back. I don't want you to pack nothing. He said, because where I lead you, if you're going into the right place, they're going to open the door and they're going to welcome you in. If they do not welcome you in, then you need to shake the dust from your feet and use it as a testimony against them. God has put all of us here. We got jealous ministers too. But God has put all of us here to preach a different word to a certain set of people, but it's to lead us all to the same place. Well, you may not have a problem in sex addiction. You know, somebody else probably got a problem in sex addiction. You see what I'm saying? Where you got delivered from sex addiction, then you can minister to this person. See, we all want to gather all these people together. We all want to gather all these people together, but we don't want to hit on each person's individual stronghold. If you gather all these people and most of them you don't know most of them names. You don't know that her sister just died from cancer. You don't know that his grandmother just passed. You don't know that her daughter just got killed in a car accident. Why? Because you done gathered all these people. I tell people all the time, you done let the serpent come in and say, well, God didn't say you surely die. Go ahead and get that money. Go ahead and raise that big offer. Go ahead and ask them for $50 more. I've seen it happen many times. I go visit a church. Well, we ain't got what we want. Well, I'm going to start the offering off with 20. If I can get 15 more people to bring up $20, The Lord say, come on now, we're here to win some souls. Glory be to God. And you're listening to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. I have a caller on the line. Hello?
Caller on the line? I wonder who could that be?
What's up? How you doing?
Hey.
What's going on with you?
I don't know. I'm multitasking, doing some last minute typing for a class, which is not due to Thursday, and listening to you and putting my show together for this Friday night at 10 p.m. Central about testimony, excuse me.
Amen. I'm just on that. I started off, you know, the Lord had me, you know, I do a lot of show subjects, and the Lord had me today to just really talk about on not being a liar, you know, and so oftentimes we have lived a lie. You know, we always deal with the telling the lie from the tongue, but what if you lived that lie? You walked that way for so long till you, like they say, you done told a lie so long you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You done said that this was okay for so long you believe it, you know. And so, you know, we were just talking about that on there today. You know, I'm happy to hear from you and all that good stuff. Amen. So I'm gonna play a song. This is one of my songs. I call it "Live It For Real." And you're listening to Janice Jackson on My Gospel Soul.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spreading your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spreading your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
And we are back on My Gospel Soul. You have been listening to Janice Jackson. And we, you know, I've had a good time in the Lord today. You know, I really just want to, we got 4 minutes left in the broadcast. I want you to tune in tomorrow where we'll be talking about more show topics. And we want you to go into my website. That's www.webstarts.com/Janice My Gospel Soul. Go on there. I'm going to be uploading clips from my road trip to my hometown, Atlanta, Texas. I interviewed a couple of my relatives and hear about good things that they are doing in their lives. It's very important to celebrate the accomplishments of your family. You know, I'm going to do a show, Why Do Strangers Support Me More Than My Family Will? So tune in then, and we want you to remember to stay true to your gospel soul. And I'm Janice Jackson.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul
bring in the news to your ears?
This is the place for you.
Love Talk Radio.
Call in and join me.
Streaming on Peacock. It's the girl's trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
7 iconic housewives from 4 different cities.
Oh my God, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a f***. You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly.